Hey everybody, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's little, and sometimes big, curveballs with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Now, who else here feels like they're juggling flaming chainsaws between work deadlines, family commitments, and trying to squeeze in a semblance of a personal life? Yeah, me too. It's enough to make anyone feel like they're constantly running on fumes, right? But what if I told you there was a way to find some balance? Some peace amidst the chaos. What if we could learn to detach from the things that don't truly matter and focus on what brings us joy and fulfillment? That's what we're diving into today. How to find that sweet spot between work and personal life, even when it feels like an impossible equation. All right, let's get real for a second. The modern world is obsessed with hustle culture, right? Work harder, be more productive, they say. Like our worth is measured in the number of emails we answer or projects we complete. But here's the thing, true fulfillment doesn't come from endless to-do lists and burning ourselves out. It comes from living a life that feels balanced, meaningful, and authentic. So, how do we get there? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we navigate this crazy work-life dance. First off, define your priorities. Seriously, take some time, maybe even jot it down, to figure out what truly matters to you. Is it spending quality time with loved ones? Pursuing a passion project? Taking care of your physical and mental health? Once you know what's important, you can start making decisions that align with those values. Next up, set boundaries. This is a game changer. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or don't serve your goals. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it gets easier. And remember, protecting your time and energy isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being and ultimately, your productivity. Third, practice mindfulness. Take those moments throughout the day to simply be present. Notice the feeling of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter around you, the taste of your morning coffee. When we're constantly glued to our phones or laptops, it's easy to lose touch with ourselves and what truly matters. Fourth, schedule time for self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about anything that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. A walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to your favorite music, whatever helps you recharge and feel your best. And finally, remember that progress over perfection. We all have days where we feel like we're rocking it, and days where we just want to crawl under the covers. That's okay. The key is to keep moving forward. One small step at a time. Think about that last stressful week. You probably felt overwhelmed trying to juggle everything, right? Maybe you had a big presentation at work, a family dinner to prepare, and a friend's birthday party all crammed into a few days. Sound familiar? Now, imagine if instead of feeling like you were drowning in responsibilities, you had a clear plan and set boundaries around your time. You could prioritize the most important tasks, delegate where possible, and schedule breaks for yourself throughout the week. Suddenly, that same week feels manageable, right? That's the power of finding balance. It doesn't mean being perfect. It means making conscious choices about how you spend your time and energy so that you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. So remember, finding balance is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others, but keep these 5 takeaways close to heart. Define your priorities, set boundaries, practice mindfulness, schedule time for self-care, and remember that progress over perfection. Now go out there and rock your week. And if you found this helpful, share it with a friend who could use some stoic wisdom in their life. See you on the next episode of Daily Detachment.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.